The Kuskokwim village of Akiak got a special treat last week when their community hall became an official venue for the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. The festival came to Akiak in the form of two world-renowned recording artists. As KYUK's Shane Iverson reports, the sound they brought will likely have a lasting impact on the village.
At the community hall in Akiak, things look pretty typical. Roy Williams and his local Broken Record Band are tuning up. But today, they've just been joined by two new members.
What you want?
Well, really, my interest is that you play what you want.
Okay.
See if we can follow you.
Okay.
Just as long as you tell us what key, you know? Okay.
The man with the drawl, that's Raymond McLean. And that's Mike Stevens in the background.
Okay. And we'll do it both ways. And they will follow your lead too, okay?
Okay.
A crowd of about 80 villagers shows up to see the two musicians play with their village fiddle band, and it was all smiles as they got started. McLean is the one you can hear plucking away on the banjo, while Stevens blows harmonica. The group plays just a few songs when Steven leaves the band to lead an impromptu music lesson in the laundry room.
You guys, you won't believe how easy it is to play this. And all I have to do is breathe. And when you breathe, it makes music. You can say words or anything. Watch, I'll blow out. Now I'll breathe in. It's that easy to play. You want to try it?
At least a dozen kids start the session and dozens more stream through. Each of them receives a brand new harmonica from Stevens, who's handing them out.
Blow out, loud as you can.
I'll spare you most of the sound, but kids are blowing, breathing, huffing, talking, and even barking into their new instruments. For Stevens, a heavily decorated musician who has six times in a row received the award as Canada's Best Bluegrass Performer, this right here is what it's all about.
What I like about the harmonica is the fact that you can instantly make a sound that sounds like a feeling. You know what I mean? Like you can make a harmonica cry, or you can, and it sounds like that. So when you're showing kids that, they instantly get it and they can play things that they feel.
This whole performance was whipped up in just a matter of days. It's actually a part of the Fairbanks Summer Art Festival, an event now in its 30th year. But this year, organizers wanted to expand the series outside of Fairbanks. They reached out to the Kuskokwim campus for help coordinating a Bethel event. But Stevens insisted they take the show on the river, and that's how they ended up in Akiak.
I just really felt that it is something special.
When village leader Mike Williams Sr. got the call, he jumped at the opportunity to help.
I think we can produce more artists in the villages so they can, you know, there's more enough talent to make this music something special for them and to even become a professional musician.
That's young Sam Lake of Akiak, hanging outside the hall on a four-wheeler and doing what he calls the Rocky Balboa thingy.
I just figured it out when I was on our four-wheel.
The traveling musicians are also a treat for Broken Record band leader Roy Williams.
Oh, it's really nice to have some people coming from, especially people that can play all kinds. It's kind of like a real big honor to have some talent come here and share their skills. I wish it was a little bit more acoustically set up, but it's kind of hard to do that in the small village, you know.
String specialist Raymond McLean knows. He's traveled much of the world and Alaska over the decades playing his banjos and fiddles. He says he's not here to put on the performance of his life. In fact, for him, that's not even what music is really about.
My father always said, and I think it's true, that the point was to play from your heart and to try to communicate with somebody else, and that's what it's for.
And though this musical treat feels like a one-time thing, Stephen says he hopes to return to check on Lake and the other people that have been moved by his art.
You don't come here once and do this, that you come back and you come back and you come back and you try and help build something here that will sustain music and help them find their own voice and play their own music.
And as the sound of harmonicas spread through the village, it's easy to imagine at least a few students finding their way to that music. Or, at the very least, as Roy Williams points out, the event was
very, very Very good, very good. Excellent, super. We had fun.
Reporting from the Fairbanks Summer Art Festival in Akiak, I'm Shane Iverson.